asset to our school district over the years as we work through some of these challenges, and now for their support given to the Bakken Area Skills Center. I just want to briefly hit on some concepts here, and I want to also kind of follow up on the governor's comments. He made two ideas he brought up were innovation and workforce. And I'm glad he said those two things because they are really the foundation of what this Bakken Area Skills Center is supposed to be. It is going to be an opportunity for innovation to happen in our areas as we are finding our way to work through the rest of this oil development. And it is definitely workforce. During the early years, and I've been through this entire development since 2005, it was a lot about facilities and capacity in doing those things. We're now in a phase of where we're trying to expand our educational scope, and we're trying to address this from more of a proactive stance. So that's really where this concept has been developing for many, many years, and now we have the opportunity to come here and to be at the very pinnacle of getting this to reality. We have, at the very beginning, tried to work with industry because we are both very much partners in this process of providing a workforce and providing the services that they need. From the very beginning, it's been universal when asked, what do you need? We need workforce. And we want to prepare students for the workforce. So there's a natural connection there that we've been trying to build on. So this project is really a combination of what we've heard from industry. This is what we want to see. This is what we want to invest in. It's great to give to those other initiatives, but this is one that we believe has a return to the industry and to our communities by providing that sustainable workforce in some fashion. So as far as history, it's always been a core of what we do in McKenzie County for many, many years. You go back to even pre-Bakken, a lack of laborers in the community, limited, which you could do in a lot of capacities. And yet a lot of students that graduated that didn't have a direction. They were not going to go to post-secondary, but struggled to know what they could do in our communities. And thankfully to the energy industry, they have something they can do in our communities now and stay here. We don't have to out-migrate them, as the governor was also saying. So we've seen enrollment increases that many people are very well aware of that gives us opportunities to expand in what we're able to offer. And we can choose those offerings now with having enough students to balance the core offerings that we obviously have to do. The one real exciting thing about this is, back in 2016-17, this isn't a new concept. There was formal discussions that started between the school district, economic development, and industry partners. And I specifically remember a small meeting in a small office with Daniel Stenberg, who's been tremendous in this process from the economic development standpoint, Dale Patton, our representative, and three industry representatives. In 2017, in which we were just trying to call out another slowdown to say, what can we do differently? How can we address this in a more proactive way? And how do we get retraining in our communities so we can maintain this workforce through the natural ebb and flows that the energy industry provides? So that was the beginning of the discussion. We had a motivation. We wanted to expand career tech ed, and everybody else had a motivation. Workforce, adult ed retraining, and bringing services to our community. We like to say that a lot. We are a Class A school now. We're very proud of that. But we're the only one that doesn't have post-secondary in its community. And there's an impact on a lot of things if you don't have that physical presence in the community. The Bakken Area Skills Center can help to bridge that gap. So you take a look at that great group. It started very small, has grown to, we're very proud of now, over 20 members. Many meetings, and you can see there are 25 to 30 members involved, meeting quarterly. And it was gathering information, how could we work together? From that process, we were able to get curriculum in our schools. We started some junior, senior cohort classes revolving around energy. And we asked industry, what do you need? What do you see as the gaps? What are you finding in this workforce that graduates from high school that's not going to go to post-secondary, but they're not ready for your employment? And we tried to implement in our classes, and we found some success. Still to build upon, as we've had some challenges with pandemic in the meantime, but there is definitely an opportunity there to do that. The last sentence, the vision for the facility would combine all aspects of K-12, post-secondary, adult retraining, and certifications, and general community outreach and education. That was the essence of the building. What we learned going through this development is collaboration is everything. And when you get an opportunity, this building is a perfect example of it, of how you combine forces to get something better. So that's what the effort was here, is we don't want to individually do 3-4 different projects related to workforce. We're going to do one, we're going to make it regional, and we're going to make sure it's successful. Part of that, partners. We're very happy to come here and say that we're there. Williston State College is an MOU partner, Memorandum of Understanding with this project, and Train ND is as well. It's an untapped resource that we're going to very much try to maximize now as far as using those for adult ed training, K-12, and everything in between. We're ready to hit the ground running with those entities right now and working. But there's only so much we can do now without the space to do it, and that's where the center is going to come in. University of Mary has been a partner along this way. We're trying to fill that gap also in that four-year department and looking to maximize that. So we have post-secondary that we can utilize, dual credit, those opportunities. The Great Western Area Network, 14 school districts in Northwest North Dakota, virtual only. Career tech classes, virtual only. And again, I'm saying that in emphasis because we know there's limitations with virtual, particularly after the pandemic, but the career tech classes and the hands-on nature of career tech, virtual only gets you so far. We need to move further. We need to do better, and we're ready to do that. So we're going to bring those virtual in, provide some physical opportunities as well. Core Discovery, High Tech Consortium also, another 22 schools that we're bringing in that are already seeing some traveling modules that we can expand and do more with. They're already doing some levels of automation, pneumatics, and things that are skill-driven that relate to the energy industry, but we can take them further. So we are looking to scope this out. There's thousands of students that are going to get impacted. This is not the McKenzie County School District number one skill center. This is the Bakken Area Skill Center, and it was for a reason. This is going to be regional. This is going to consolidate services and bring some efficiency. So other Golden Compass is a real interesting thing for the industry. That's going to be a database of students and competencies that can align. So you can know if there's a student in Crosby that has a competency that aligns to a skill set that might be in an area of which you need. And you can have access to connect with that student, to contact that student, or recruiting matter, non-athletic, to say, what are you planning to do after high school? I see you got a skill set we might need. And I think that's a dynamic we need to get into. It works for athletics, it works in education. We also want to work with EERC on the other end. We have many students that will go to the engineering world. And this isn't about just laboring entry-level positions, this is also all positions, energy and otherwise. So there's a feasibility study that was done. We're not going into this blindly. The county graciously did that study, identified three major areas that immediately could be impacted with health careers, automation, and building and trades. And so we now know, and we have subgroups that were developed, that these are areas that, yes, we have some data to show there's an immediate need. And if we expand out to the regional aspect, that need is even further magnified. So we know we have that, the support for the certifications that relate to workforce and choice-ready options for K-12 school districts. This is just a natural fit in Northwest North Dakota. Visions and services, you know, we're merging services together. That's where the efficiency is. We're expanding. We're not replacing anything, but we're certainly making it more powerful and giving it some sustainability. We were doing some positive things, but as Northwest schools, we realized that we were not getting where we needed to go, and we could do better. And the only way we do better is if we work together. So one of the concepts there is the mobile trailers that we're going to be able to bring around. You can see some of the possible aspects there. We'd be a perfect example. We have a CDL trainer simulator in our school district. It reaches a small percentage of students. And there's no reason it can't get on a trailer and go to Ray and Tioga and Crosby and Alexander along the way. So that's part of what this consortium will be able to do. And we have support of all of our regional school districts to do it as well. And we mentioned Golden Path. That's going to be the career counseling piece. Like, we can actually get to the students and understand what these careers are, better understanding of what they are, and kind of defeat some of the misnomers that are still there about what the energy industry jobs look like. We have very technology-driven students that aren't even thinking about the energy industry because they don't make the connection. Because we need to change those narratives a little bit. The T4, I'm glad T4 was here. We've had some very good experience. These have been successful. So we've tried these programs. They've been very successful, I think, for business, for industry, and for the students. They are getting a better awareness of what's out there. We can do more with that, and we can expand upon it. The one-stop shop that to rather communicate with 18 Northwest schools individually to try to get your message out or present to students, why don't you contact one center, and then we'll do the rest. We'll coordinate that for you. So there's ways that we could work less and get more impact, and that's part of what the center is based on. The other part is, some of you may be familiar with the Hobbs New Mexico project. They have a strategic alliance formed there to support their center. We have communicated on a regular basis. We envisioned our center being very similar in focus to Hobbs, who was, I think maybe they still are, the second oil producing county in the country, and McKenzie County being number one. There's a lot of synergy there with what they did and what they were able to do, and the tremendous support they got from all aspects, including industry, to get that done. So why we're here is that, part of the reasons is that the state has stepped up. The state has said that we're willing to invest in this concept. As the governor said, workforce is very important to the state. We need more centers to push academic and career alignment in our state. So there's a deadline of October 1st at the first tier. We're a school district that has been identified to be a strong candidate for this, for the geographics involved and because of the work we've done to this point. We're not coming up with this now. There's 6 years of work minimum that lead the way to this grant application. So the purpose is outlined there. 30 points of the 100-point matrix is about the workforce piece of this. The Department of Commerce is going to be involved in the grant. There's no question that the state legislature wanted a connection with the centers and workforce needs. And that was just clearly outlined in the grant. We need to meet that expectation. Okay, now this is a natural one, so we can hit 30 out of 30 easily. But we do have some work to go on that to show the buy-in and to show the state that we're ready and the industry is behind us and we can get this done. What does a partnership mean? This is not a write a check and please go away scenario. We truly want a partner. We've been working on this for 5-6 years and we have a partner. The investment is great, but after that we need input. We want membership on advisory committees. We want workers coming into our facility and teaching students, teaching adults. We want industry in these buildings all the time. So we are very much viewing this as an investment and also an asset to the industry to use. So this a partnership is not just something we say to sound good to get money. The partnership is a partnership. So those things are outlined there. Curriculum, we do believe there will be a return on investment. We think that we're going to be able to generate a more stable workforce, which obviously helps the industry. And that's really where this whole project started from 6 years ago. So we're not losing our sight of that vision. And innovation and proactive approaches. Not always synonymous with Northwest and Northwest schools. We're going to change that. We're going to become a little innovative. This center could really put us on the direction for that. Current support has been great. The McKenzie County, our political selves have always been very supportive of the schools, the project, our community, our private citizens have always stepped up, unless we have the facilities that we have. So we're finding that again. We're finding substantial donation from the county over 2 years toward this project. They see the economic development impact. The city is also giving us land and other resources to try to put this through. So again, this is a McKenzie County project that has city, county, and school all in line. And we're very proud of that. Our private citizens have stepped up again, offering land. We have a tremendous amount of support, our local support groups, and so forth. Now, I did mention a little bit, in-kind donations are part of the grant. We also understand that there is a need, there's a challenge, obviously, at these times for budgets and some of these concepts, but in-kind donation is counted, welcomed, so please keep that in mind. When we reference the Hobbs project, Hobbs had about 70% investment from industry in their career tech building. We're targeting about 20%. The state is stepping up, doing 50%, our local political subs are. And the gap that currently exists now is getting that last push. And we appreciate it. We've met with about a dozen to 15 industries. Hopefully this isn't the first time you've heard of it, because hopefully you did our job and you've heard this pitch already. But we are at a point that we haven't been able to quantify a large portion of those contributions in our application to the state. We need to show that our workforce, which is driven by industry, energy industry, is behind this. Because the Fargo application, the Grand Forks application, and the many applications that are going to go in there are going to probably have some of those components in there. So we want it to stand out. So we are at this point of needing your support in this. And again, we've appreciated all the support in the past because it's been tremendous. It's led us through a lot of these challenging adventures. But I think this is the next tier. This is not about classrooms and capacity and roads. This is about just doing a better job of aligning the education piece, which is the next, in my mind, next 10 years, doing a better job of this. So that's really where we're at. Again, innovation and collaboration. We've done some of that and it's worked really well. So I think it leads the road to this being a successful project as well. I really want to thank again Daniel Stenberg, has been tremendous on this, economic development. This has not been just the school, you've probably heard from Daniel, we partnered on this very early on. So economic development and the school district have met together almost in every meeting, that there's no lead in this. I think that's what we want to make sure the vision is. This isn't the school trying to get a CTE center and some funding mix of a grant. This is the vision as it's always been. It needs to be used after 4 o'clock on a regular basis and on weekends as much as possible. So thank you to Daniel, thank you to our local leaders that have supported this, Senator Patton and others. And I'm just looking for any communication here, any support you can give us, and any questions you might have. Email is there. We have a booth out here in the back, too. We can certainly get into more details about what we're looking at in the building. We have industry partner space designated in the building that we would love to allocate to whoever our partners are going to be in this. So I know our time frame is short. That's the unfortunate part. But we want to make sure that this opportunity from the state to fund this isn't a missed opportunity. I don't think we can afford to make this a missed opportunity. Fargo's got great needs, Grand Forks does too. They all have workforce needs. We need this in Northwest North Dakota. We really do. So hopefully consider that, and if you have any questions or contact, we'd love any conversations following the presentation today. So I'll probably go over my 15 minutes, 3 minutes. So thank you for your time, thank you for your attention.
He's great. Yeah, I miss him on our board. Yeah, stupid term limits.
Thank you, Steve. Next, you'll hear from Ryan Rauschenberger, North Dakota State Tax Commissioner. Yep. Ryan was appointed tax commissioner by former North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, and later re-elected, elected and